Hello, and thank you for tuning in and listening to this podcast episode where we dive into the outcomes of not pursuing art when one finds a passion for it. We will talk about reasons why people may or may not pursue art and how that can change a person's life. My name is Sarah Lawrence, and I will be interviewing my dad, Stephen Lawrence.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, so, Dad, I kind of want you to think back in your childhood at one point in your life. Have you ever found yourself at a point where you wanted to pursue art, and what form did it take?
Yes, and actually it took multiple forms. It started with drawing, and then it kind of, you know, went from there. There's a lot of different art forms, you know. There's like drawing, painting, there's music, there's a lot of different forms of art.
Yeah.
With me, it started out as, you know, I was pretty good at drawing, you know, paying attention to detail, and it just kind of went from there. And then it was, you know, I wanted to pursue acting, and it just
kind of like a little bit of
everything, yeah. And it was just didn't work out that way I'd wanted it to.
What inspired you to create? Where did you find inspiration from?
Really and truly, I just, you know, from a very early age, I mean, I watched a lot of cartoons when I was a kid, and I just kind of dawdled a little bit, and, you know, I got to where I was, you know, I could draw certain things by looking at it. I actually drew my own portrait one year, and it was just a passion of mine. You know, I figured out that I was pretty good at it, and, you know, just kind of went with it from there.
At one point, did you ever find yourself, or could you have ever seen yourself becoming an artist, or maybe even just keep it as a hobby of yours?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I actually had a dream about, you know, being a cartoon artist, like, and that's kind of, you know, where it went. You know, I was good at drawing cartoons, and, you know, almost like animating, you know, making things appear to be moving. And I did that a couple of times, actually. You know, just little stick figures in different in different positions, and flip through it and makes it look like they're moving. Just kind of like a movie reel, you know.
What would you say kept you from pursuing that? What kept you from wanting to go further into it?
That's a hard question. There's a lot of things that kind of kept me from doing it, and it just, really and truly, it was, you know, negative feedback, you know, people telling me that I wasn't really as good as I thought I was, and eventually I just kind of lost interest. And, you know, as far as pursuing it as a possible career, I just kind of lost interest in it, and, you know, life, you know, happened, I didn't have anybody to support me in that, you know. It's just one of those things where it's like, I'm still good at it. Mm-hmm. Not as good as I could have been if I'd have kept with it, but I really wish I would have.
Would you say it has affected your life negatively or positively, and why do you suppose that is?
Well, I wouldn't say it really affected my life in a negative way. I guess maybe, you know, and that's a hard question to answer. Maybe the feeling of not pursuing a dream, you know, and that's a very hard, that's a tough question to answer. The positive outlook is I passed it on to you.
And I'm very
and
glad.
And I was able to, you know, kind of teach you a little bit of what I know and what I remember and, you know, the details of certain things. So, and I wouldn't say it really affected me in a negative way at all. You know, I mean, it would have been nice to maybe do that. Sure would beat what I'm doing now. But, no, I don't think it affected it in a negative way. So, I mean, it's just, it was, second part of the question.
Why do you suppose that is? Like,
well, I kind of did answer that question already.
Yeah. Yeah, you did answer that part. Do you think that it's something you still find yourself interested in?
Of course. I mean, as far as trying to pursue it as a career, no. A hobby, for sure, definitely. I still like doing it. I still do it from time to time. And I guess yeah. And back to the last question, how I think it might have affected my life in a positive way. Being a carpenter and doing the work that I do, it really has, you know, I don't know, it just, that would be a positive thing, that it, you know, affected my life, you know, even though I didn't pursue, you know, the actual art, drawing, stuff like that, it did give me other, you know, skills and abilities to do what I do.
Yeah, because you have to pay attention to certain detail.
Right, you know, you're, sorry, I went backwards.
Do you ever think back and wonder what would have happened if you did pursue it?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, it's, and that goes with anything. I mean, you can always think back and, you know, what could have happened, what, you know, might have happened, how much different my life would have been if, you know, if I had. I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, there's no way of knowing, you know. I like to think that it would have been, you know, a good thing. But
if you had the chance, do you think you would have gone to pursue that passion, knowing where your life would lead you?
If I knew where it would lead me? No.
Why do you think that is?
I'll put it this way. I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have my kids. I mean, like I said, you know, back then when I was a kid, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. That's what I, you know, thought I could have made a living at it. But as far as going back and, you know, and trying it again and doing it all over again, I mean, a lot of people would say, yeah, they would. But in reality, I really wouldn't want to change it. I wouldn't, I mean, it just, what I did as far as artwork goes and, you know, doing the, you know, the, what little bit I did was enough for what I needed. You know, that's what, you know, inspiring you, for example, you know, and being there for you and, you know, teaching you certain things and, you know, ways to do it and kind of, it gave me the knowledge that I need. So, I couldn't tell you yes or no. I mean, I really wouldn't want to go back and change it.
Have you ever regretted it?
Regret's a strong word. There was a time when I did. But no, I don't regret it.
Is there any advice that you would give to young people or anyone who, in general, who wants to pursue art but hold themselves back for whatever reason?
Have no fear. Pursue it if that's what you want to do. That's not just in art. That's in anything. You know, but if you feel a passion for it, and it, like I said, there's many different forms of art. There's drawing, painting, writing, acting, anything. If you want to do it, stop holding yourself back. You know, even if people tell you that you're no good at it, practice. Practice makes perfect. Okay? You practice it, you pursue it, you learn it. Any details, everything. You want to be a writer? Learn how to write. Learn storylines. Learn to take criticism. I mean, it. Pursue it. That's, don't be afraid of messing up. That's how you learn.
Yeah.
You know? But when you, however, if you do mess up, be willing to take criticism. And criticism can be, you know, both negative and positive. Okay, negative criticism, you don't want to listen to that. Okay, but if somebody's trying to teach you and tell you, you know, give you pointers or maybe how to do it a different way, or, well, you spelled this wrong, or you didn't use punctuation properly, that's okay. That's positive. Yeah. That's constructive. You know, learn from it.
That's one of the things we do in the literary department. One of the major things that we do in class is workshop, and it gives each of us an opportunity.
Excuse me.
It gives each of us an opportunity to give and receive feedback. When we do workshop, one of us will present a piece to our classmates and our teacher, and it gives us an opportunity to ask and answer questions of the work and learn how we can convey our message in the way that we want to, in a way readers of various different audiences can understand. And I think it's a very big aspect in the creative field where you may find yourself in an environment where the feedback isn't always so positive. Mm-hmm. And it can be a dangerous thing because it can keep a person from wanting to do it anymore.
Right, right, right. And that's what I was saying about there's different forms of feedback. You know, don't listen to, I mean, in a way, maybe pay attention to some of the negative stuff. Like, but... I mean, because if somebody says, no, you're not quite good enough for that yet, that's not a negative thing. That's just saying, yeah, okay, you could be.
You've got the potential.
You're just not quite there yet. Keep working it.
Find ways to turn the negative into positive.
Right.
Sorry. It's fine.
It's just, I wish I'd never done that crap.
So, to conclude this episode, I want to say this, kind of end on this little note. Everyone's story is different, and there is no right or wrong way in pursuing whatever passion you have. The main focus of this is to allow listeners to ask themselves their own questions and decide what they feel is best for them. I'd love to leave it with this. Don't simply brush off any sort of interest you have for the art field because you may feel it's silly, that it's a waste of time, that it won't get you anywhere, you're scared of what others will think, or anything. Take some time to really get to know yourself and what it is that you really want. Who knows? You may become the next global phenomenon, like a Da Vinci or simply a local talent, and there's nothing wrong with either one. The most important thing is to be sure that you're not just simply getting by and feeling like there's no fulfillment in your life. Do what fuels your passion, no matter what, because it'll surely be worth it in the long run. Thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for having me.